Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. We're going to continue our discussion on escalation clauses.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk a little further about escalation clauses. This is a circumstance where you are competing with other buyers for one home and several people want it at that time. The offer's put in writing, submitted by all three, possibly, let's say, three buyers, and the offers are all due on Tuesday at 4 p.m.
So the seller is basically stating, a listing broker representing the seller is basically stating, we're not looking at anything until Tuesday at 4 p.m.
Once they've got those in front of them, they'll review it, usually for the strongest buyer and second for the strongest net proceeds to the seller as quick qualifiers. As a buyer to compete, what's come up more recently is an escalation addendum. It is a clause that says, hey, if you find that someone is offering more than me, I'd like to meet and beat that offer.
So I'm not necessarily promising to do that. I just want the opportunity to do that.
Well, it depends on how it's written. What this clause, the way I've seen it most recently, is it says, hey, we're offering $210,000, let's say, and in the event you can show us a bona fide offer in writing that exceeds $210,000, we will beat that offer by $1,500 up to $220,000. That's how they set it up. Now, a buyer proposing that to a seller does not mean the seller has to play by those rules. They can just come back to that buyer and say $220,000 and I don't need to prove it. So it's got some edges about it.
Right. But it's an interesting situation where the buyer is being particularly aggressive to not lose the transaction. And that's, I like that idea. We don't necessarily see that in commercial real estate. It's typically a negotiation back and forth between the listing broker and the buyer's broker. But you'll see that situation with, hey, listen, if just a verbal situation, we will be able to, if you'll show me something that's higher than what I've done, let me know and let me see what I can do.
Yeah, it's definitely an informal process that's gone on for a long time. The escalation clause is a little bit tricky. You want to make sure it's written well to protect you as a buyer. You also want to understand that as a buyer, as a seller, they're not required to follow the rules to the game as you establish them in the offer itself. In addition, you've shown your hand, you've shown how high you're willing to go, so you've compromised your negotiating there. And in addition, if you have two people doing an escalation clause, it's kind of a race to the top, so it can backfire. So use it with a professional and use it carefully. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.